Right, let's get to the guest of the day, Josh Hawley. So good to have you on the show with us today, and really looking forward to these next, 27, 28 days here leading up to the midterms. How are you feeling so far?
I'm feeling great, and it's 27 days to go from today, and we're going to win this thing and send Claire McCaskill home.
Are you feeling good about it? Are you feeling confident in the wake of everything that happened with Kavanaugh? What a distasteful event and display that was. Do you think that has made a difference in showing that value of the Missouri Senate seat?
Oh, unquestionably. I think it's really opened people's eyes to just how radical these liberal Democrats are, Claire McCaskill and her party. They are just absolutely determined to regain power, hungry to regain power. And it's really, Annie, about the 2016 election and the will of the people. Claire McCaskill and her allies have never accepted the fact that the people voted against them in 2016. They're willing to do anything, say anything, destroy anyone in order to get power back and overturn that election. We are not going to let them happen. The road to defending our country runs right through Missouri.
Absolutely. You know, it was a shame to watch that whole experience unfold with Judge Kavanaugh and with Dr. Christine Ford, to see her go through what she had to go through, to see him go through what he had to go through. I fear as though the direction of politics is more of that and less of you know, congenial discourse. What do you think about the state of our conversations right now in the political landscape? You have Rand Paul coming out and saying he's fearing that there's going to be an assassination attempt on somebody because that's how hot this has gotten.
Well, when you see what these Democrats tried to do to Justice Kavanaugh, I mean, the incredible, disgraceful, coordinated smear campaign. And by the way, they didn't care what happened to Dr. Ford. I mean, the fact that Dr. Ford lost her privacy, I understand, can't go back to her home because of all these death threats. Democrats don't care about that. All they want to do is stop this president from nominating judges and overturn the results of the 2016 election. And they don't care who's damaged. Mm-hmm. In the process, I think it's a real eye opener, and again, it shows you the stakes of this election. This election is about whether or not we can save our country. I mean, that's what it is about, and Missouri is going to decide, because Missouri is in control of the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, Missouri is such a key player in that. I got to say, we're speaking right now with Josh Hawley, joshhawley.com, on Twitter, at Hawley Mo. People want to know your response to this whole pre-existing conditions thing that's been thrown out there. The more Claire McCaskill talks about it, the more I'm like, I don't know about that. She's pushing that one really hard. What's your response to these attacks that have been out there? How do you feel about pre-existing conditions? And from your mouth, what do the voters need to understand about your approach to health care?
Well, for me, this is a personal issue, Annie, not a theoretical one. I've got two little boys at home, my wife and I do, and our older boy was diagnosed earlier this year, with a chronic illness. And that's a journey that we are on as a family, and that will be for quite some time, and him too. And so this is personal to me. And that's why I think we should have to force insurance companies to cover folks with pre-existing conditions. What I do not think we should do is hold those people hostage to Obamacare. I mean, people like my son and lots of others in our state who have a pre-existing condition, they should not have to pay these 145% price increases that Obamacare has forced on them just in order to get health care coverage for their condition, whatever their condition may be, by the way. So I fundamentally disagree with Senator McCaskill. She has held hostage the people of this state for Obamacare. That's wrong. We need to get rid of the failures of Obamacare, protect people with pre-existing conditions, and I think also protect young adults on their parents' health insurance up to age 26.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things that in attack ad season, it's almost like almost anything can be thrown out there in a vague way of speaking, and then it kind of sticks. It's good to be able to hear the response directly from you about how you feel about these things. Do you feel as though your campaign so far is doing everything it can do right now to get your message out, to get your version or your set of facts out there so that people can really understand Josh Hawley as somebody that they're excited to send to Washington, D.C. to take Claire McCaskill's seat, to give Donald Trump that one extra seat in the Senate for his majority?
You know, I think that the most important thing you do as a candidate is to tell the truth and to tell it like it is. And that's exactly what we're doing. I'm on a bus, actually, right this second, We are out all day today around the state on an ag tour with the Missouri Farm Bureau. Proud to have their endorsement, proud to have the support of farmers across our state. Our farmers want a fighter for them, not a sellout to the D.C. liberals, which is what Claire McCaskill has been. And so we're going to be, we're on our new huge bus, part of our Stop Schumer, Fire Claire tour.
And you're on the bus. You're actually...
I'm on the bus as I speak to you right now.
On the bus.
And, we've been on it all day. We've been on the bus around the state already, and we're going to be around the state many more times here in these last 27 days.
We're speaking with Josh Hawley, candidate for the United States Senate seat, trying to take that one from Claire McCaskill for the people of Missouri. You're with Blake Hurst right now, who is an advocate for Missouri farmers. What's his take right now on the state of the campaign and the need to turn this seat red?
Well, let me let you ask him that.
Hold sure. on.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Hi, Blake. It's good to talk to you. I understand that you're advocating for Missouri farmers alongside Josh Hawley right now. And what's the value of this Senate seat right now to the agricultural community here in the state of Missouri?
Well, we're obviously, it's difficult times in agriculture. We've had a very dry year followed by some flooding this fall. Our prices are lower than we'd like. Five-year drop in farm income. We need friends in Washington, D.C., and Josh understands the importance of trade, understands the importance of protecting us from regulations that don't make much sense, and understands, I think, our values and what's important to us when we get off the tractor as well. So really a candidate we can get behind with a great deal of enthusiasm. So we're having a great day traveling.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that story with us. That's Blake Hurst with the Missouri farmers who are out and advocating for Josh Hawley and really trying to get the message out there. Agriculture is one of those things that doesn't often get talked about nearly as much as it should, but it's so vital to this region. Am I speaking now with Josh?
No, I'll hand you right back.
Here's okay, Josh. Yep, thank you. They're on a bus. You're on a bus. You're campaigning. You're out there and you're doing the work for the people. It's great to be able to talk to real folks like Blake Hurst who are doing the farming in the state of Missouri. I come from a family of farmers, and that is an industry, like I was just saying, that doesn't always get talked about as much, but the value of it to the state of Missouri and ultimately this region in farming to the country is a really significant one.
Oh, I mean, it's what our state is built on. I mean, not only is ag our number one industry, and it is, but it is a way of life. And I didn't realize you came from a farming family, but I do too. And, it is a way of life. And the values that it teaches and represents, the care for the land, respect for community, faith. I mean, you know, our state is built around that way of life. And our country really is too. And that's why we need somebody who's going to go fight for Missouri farmers, fight for Missouri workers. Somebody who's going to stand up for what we believe in and not to sell out to the Washington liberals. I just look at the radical agenda that these Claire McCaskill and her allies have, her party, I mean, what they want to do, raising taxes, opening up the border. It's crazy. It's crazy. And we've got to stop them here in Missouri.
So I want to ask you about a tweet that was sent out. I don't know if you can respond to this. A tweet talking about Claire McCaskill saying what she really thinks. Do you have any information on that, or do people just need to follow you at Hawley Mo to find out?
Stand by. More to come soon. But it never ceases to amaze me that these lifelong politicians like Senator McCaskill think that they can say one thing in public and on television and then say something else in private. And, you know, they can't. I mean, that's what people hate about politicians. That's what they hate about a career politicians like Claire McCaskill, who's been in office since 1982.
Wow.
I was 2 years old in 1982.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, we're not going to let her get by with it.
Mr. Attorney General, this is Tony Colombo. I wanted to ask you about, after we've seen the circus over the last several weeks up there in the Senate surrounding Brett Kavanaugh, that's where you are trying to get to. And I think I wanted to get your thoughts on, after seeing all that, the behavior that the Democrats have displayed, is that what we can expect if the Democrats are able to take over the Senate or take over the House? And is that motivating for you? And do you think it motivates also possible middle-of-the-road voters to maybe realize that that's not behavior that we want to see on a daily basis in Washington, D.C.? Do you think it motivates people to vote for more conservative candidates like yourself?
Oh, I think it's exactly what we can expect. I mean, they have shown us their hand. They've shown us their true colors. I mean, they are determined to seize power. They are determined to overturn the results of the last election. It's ultimately about, do we have a democracy or not anymore in this country? I mean, we the people, we voted in 2016. We sent a clear message. This state sent a clear message. We wanted this country rebuilt, which, by the way, begins with agriculture. And the Democrats, Claire McCaskill, haven't heard a word that we've said and now are attempting to act as if elections don't matter and to undo elections. I mean, it's just, I've never seen anything like it. That is what we are fighting for. And it's going to come down to this state. I think it's hugely motivating to voters. I have people who talk to me about it all the time, every stop, every day. People come up to me and say, I cannot believe what those Democrats tried to do to Brett Kavanaugh. I cannot believe their agenda and what they're willing to do to get power.
Yeah, it is something to behold. Josh Hawley, we are looking forward to the next few weeks here of campaigning time that you have left. You're on your bus right now. Josh Hawley actually rides his bus. I mean, that's got to stand for something.
Not flying overhead.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, that's right.
we appreciate your time as always. Good luck to you on the campaign trail. We look forward to touching base with you again before the election and while you're working to stop Schumer and fire Claire. That's what it says on the side of his bus. We appreciate you making a stop here on the Andy Frey Show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's Josh Hawley. JoshHawley.com on Twitter, @JoshHawleyMo. It's great to have him on here, or it's @HawleyMo, excuse me.